Dolna Smith back from the Youth Media Project in Santa Fe, New Mexico, sent us this next story.
Dolna traveled to the Parliament of the World's Religions in Melbourne, Australia in 2009 to find out how other nations value water and cope with its scarcity.
You know the sun and the moon and the stars up in the sky. You see the mountains and the flowers and the trees.
Each time, ladies and gentlemen, you drink water when you are thirsty, you are healing your body. Hence, you are making peace with your body.
That was Mandansa Augustine Kendewa from Zimbabwe. I've always considered myself to be water conscious. Growing up in Santa Fe, New Mexico, an area consumed by drought, I was taught a number of ways to save water. From a young age, I was told to turn off the water when I brush my teeth, to use a bucket when heating up water for a shower, and when it's yellow, to let it mellow. But while the lack of water has been present in my life, I know that I have access to more clean water than many in the world. The world water crisis is one of the largest public health issues today, with only 1% of the world's fresh water accessible to direct human use. Added to this, 1/6 of the world's population does not have access to clean water. At the Parliament of the World's Religions in Melbourne, Australia, I talked to a number of participants to hear their stories about water in relation to their religion and how they conserve water in their daily lives. The Parliament of World Religions is a global conference held every 5 years with 80 countries participating and a vast number of religions represented. They come together to discuss some of the pressing issues that we are faced with today.
All over the world, there is a water crisis situation. Because of climate change, many rivers are drying up. On the other hand, there are companies in industries that need a lot of water to function, and then they pollute also.
That was Reverend Marta Benavides of El Salvador.
So the problem with water right now is that we see that water should be recognized as a universal human right, meaning that all people have the right to have water, just like peace is a universal human right.
Marta Benavides works with local citizens and the government of El Salvador to rebuild communities that are eco-friendly. She has been active in conflict transformations and has participated in political solutions to the armed conflict in El Salvador.
What are ways that we can take care of the water here?
I think that we have to make sure that we call the Earth Mother Earth. Stop even calling it the planet. We have to recognize that we have been at war with Mother Earth, just dumping, taking, destroying. We better pay attention and know that we are destroying our very possibilities to be here, to continue to be here in the planet.
Since I was at the Parliament of the World's Religions, I was curious how water is viewed in different religions. I met 2 20-year-old Muslim women from Melbourne who were part of the youth committee for the Parliament. They shared a story with me about how water plays an important part in their faith.
Water is one of the main things that we're taught to respect. There's quite a lot of rules pertaining to water usage.
There's also a lot of symbolism within our religion with water. There's the story of the wife of Abraham, Hagar. So water is actually, I wouldn't necessarily call it a sacred thing, but it is an important part of our religion.
The story of Hagar was where she was searching for water. So she ran out in the desert and she basically was carrying her baby, which is Abraham's son, the next prophet. She was running up and down between the two mountains, Safa and Marwa, and running back and forth. She would look one way and then run to the other mountain and look the other way 7 times. And then from the in between them, a valley emerged and water sprouted out and she was able to drink fresh water. And actually, in our pilgrimage to Hajj, we perform the same 7 looking between the mountain and we actually drink from the Zamzam water.
And so, yeah, it's still sacred water. Where it's said when you go do the pilgrimage in Mecca and you drink from that water, all of your sins are washed away.
Another note is when we actually pray, we actually use water to cleanse ourselves. An ablution, wudu, where we actually wash our hands, face, arms, legs, or our feet more essentially, and we rinse our mouth and nose. And that's another example where water is really important. And so we're taught to value it very highly.
Since coming back from the Parliament, I have wondered, what allows for practical change to occur? Do we need to completely rethink how we look at water? How can we get the attention of the world's most politically powerful countries to make water a universal human right? Uncle Bob Randall, an elder from an indigenous group in Australia, illustrates how water is a connecting force between all living things.
There's more fluid in every living thing than any other chemical, vitamins, anything else. And that's the beauty of the water. And without water, we'll all die. So we see that water in every single one of us. It's a lifeline. It's a permanency. And it's in all living. You know, every tree, every reptile, every bird, every humans. And we need to love each other as that beautiful being.
You see the river and the sea, and feel the wind that blows so free. That is where and from them all we come from. That is where and from them all.